Morning, everybody. Welcome to the Inside Edge. It's Thursday, the 16th of January. And tonight, there is a big election in the 35th District. It's parts of Passaic and Bergen counties, the Patterson area. Siobhanda Sumter and Benji Wimberly are going to face off for the state Senate seat that Nellie Poe gave up to go to Congress. And since the winner, either Sumter or Wimberly, will need to resign from the assembly on the spot, there's going to be a second election tonight, and that is for what would then become an open state assembly seat. There are three candidates, at least right now, because nominations could come from the floor, but it's Al Abdelaziz. He's the a Patterson councilman and the Democratic municipal chair. Ken Simmons is a school board member in Patterson. And Muhammad Karula, the mayor of Prospect Park, he ran for Congress last June in the Democratic primary against Bill Pascrell. That was just a couple months before the congressman died. Pascrell crushed him, and he's now back for another shot at a higher office. There's about 200 possible votes tonight, either in person or people can sign up. County committee members can sign up for a virtual voting session as well. But the winner is going to need 50% of the vote in order to win it outright. If not, the third place finisher gets dropped and the race heads to a runoff. And that brings something that is a serious obstacle for the candidates for the assembly. They have to make sure that their voters don't leave the building. And this happens all the time. People come in at 6 o'clock. It's dark out. It's cold. They've maybe traveled a little while from work. They want to go home and eat, and they just want to vote. So they vote in the Senate race. They wait for everybody else to vote. They have to wait for the votes to be counted. They have to wait for the resignation to be effectuated, and then the assembly race begins. So naturally, some people leave, and there's a big drop-off. And if there's a runoff, you're talking about a long and unpredictable evening. There could also be some history made tonight. This is the part of Passaic County that has a rapidly growing Arab-American community, and this is that community's best shot at being represented in the New Jersey legislature. Abdelaziz is Palestinian. Karula was born in Syria. Unless someone new emerges, or if Sumter and Wimberly wind up facing each other in a Senate primary, you're talking about a legislative ticket in the June primary. This would be the organization back ticket in a lineless situation. But there'd be zero Hispanics in a district that is 52% Hispanic. That's all I have for today. Thanks for listening, and I'll be back tomorrow.